There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's on Fraser Coast.
And welcome, good listener, to another What's on Fraser Coast podcast with Kim Parnell. Kim, hi.
Hi, always a pleasure.
Thank you, and likewise, and hopefully we can give you something to think about this weekend. If you're looking for something to do across the region, there is always things going on. We'll kick it off Friday because Wildlife Talk, Fraser Coast bird watching at the Hervey Bay Library in Pyalba. Tell us more about this, Kim.
Ruby Rosenfield will share information and photos about bird watching on the Fraser Coast from 1 p.m. to 2. Ruby's a member of the Maryborough and Hervey Bay Bird Watchers and coordinator of the Maryborough Bird Watchers, so has lots of experience. With over 280 bird species sighted on the Fraser Coast, each excursion holds different sightings. Admission's free, but bookings required. Call 4197-4220. And then they'll also be having an event, the same event at the Brolga on Friday, May the 31st, at the same time as well.
Okay, I know the people are who are right into
this. I love my birds.
They go out into isolated areas. Mm-hmm. And
sit there for hours and
get some wonderful photos. I know our technician here at Triple M many years ago was into his owls,
and he had an
owl page. So, there you go. Saturday, fundraising garage sale in Maryborough, no earlier than 7 a.m. So what? I don't want people rocking up early.
They do, don't they? You advertise 7 and they turn up at 6. So it goes through till noon. The event's a fundraiser for the Not Forgotten Ones, who are dedicated to protect and care for abandoned, abused and helpless animals. You'll find pre-loved DVDs, CDs, books, toys, crockery, bric-a-brac and lots more. And there's also a sausage sizzle that you can purchase as well. Donations of cat or dog food, towels and non-perishable goods will also be accepted on the day. For more information and for the event address, you can find it on Facebook because it is a private address.
Oh, I was going to ask. I said, where is the damn thing?
But, I knew you were going to ask.
We need to delve a little deeper.
I think especially being if you want to go to their page and have a look at the address, that's great.
But okay. Yes. Saturday too, Lance Friend Band at the Carrier's Arms in Maryborough. Lance is celebrating his 20th anniversary in the country music industry.
The evening kicks off at 7:30 p.m. and it's also the album launch of All Australian Made, which will be available on the night. This is a free show and not to be missed, so grab your friends, family and anybody else and book a table. Call 412-26666, all the sixes.
Yeah, 412-26666.
Yes, yes.
Might be an easy way to explain that one,
yes,
Kim.
Blending.
Yes, no worries. Okay, we'll move to Sunday. The Hervey Bay Regional Gallery Sketch Club is happening at the gallery, 10 a.m. till 12. You can join the free all-ages sketch club.
So expand your practice, explore new skills and meet like-minded friends in a supportive environment. This is a drop-in session for artists and hobbyists of all skill levels to sketch and share your work. Each month, the gallery assistant will propose a prompt to get you stretching your creative muscles. This month, the theme is portraiture. Bring your own pencils, charcoal, watercolours and sketch pad or digital tablet. Drawing boards and basic sketching materials are available. Children under 12 years must be accompanied by an adult. To register, find the event on Facebook.
Can you draw?
I can draw a stick figure.
I am bloody hopeless. Can't draw a straight line with a ruler. So, but this is open
that's
to
a problem, Blair,
all abilities.
It is. All abilities and all ages.
So if you're like me and can't draw a straight line with a ruler, you can still rock up there.
And you may learn how to.
Well, hopefully you do learn how to. That's what it's all about. Now, what else happening Sunday with this May Fair Day? Trades and Crafting Victory Village at Riverbend.
So you can meet the bower who creates timber longbows that he makes by hand, or meet the cordwainer who works with new leather to make shoes. There's also the fibre artist who takes woolen fleece and processes it into yarn, and the coppersmith who turns wire into jewellery. So all the olden day trades that we think have forgotten are still alive and well today. So you'll see historical reenactment displays and you can buy art and craft items at the markets or participate in tours of the village. The Tyro QCWA, the Country Women's Association, will have some delicious treats you can purchase too. The event runs from 10 a.m. through till 3. Be sure to bring cash as no ATM or FPOS facilities are at the village.
Okay, Victory Village at Riverbend.
Yes.
And I must admit, I've never been there.
Well, you know what? You should pop out there for a visit.
That's
one
near
day.
Tyro, is it?
It is. It's okay. Absolutely beautiful. It's a little bit of a windy road to get there.
Yeah, okay.
It's well worth a visit.
That sounds like a stack of fun. And it some is. Of those, as you say, they don't exist anymore. But
no. And everybody's
these were
dressed
crafts.
Up. Yeah. Yes, and they're all good dressed fun. Up. And there's a lord and a lady. So, yeah, it's a great day. So,
sounds
yes.
like a plan. Now, Sunday also, Fraser Coast Sporting
yes.
Clays Practice. Come and try day 9:33. Churchill Mines Road. Now, this is obviously clay.
Yes.
They still call them pigeons?
They don't actually mean, yeah.
They never look like a pigeon.
No.
If a pigeon looked like that, you'd go, what the hell's that?
But this really interests me, this event. So for new shooters or those interested in having a go, this is the perfect opportunity. They'll be bacon and egg sandwiches for a $5 donation to the club from 7:45 a.m. And the shooting starts from 9. Bring a friend, go out and meet the members and have some fun. For more information, find the event on Facebook. I think they also do skeet as well. So they do
what's the difference?
A few different range. And I'm sorry, but I'm not a shooting expert.
Okay, that's all right.
Yes. You know, quickly goggle it and have a look. No,
goggle it?
Yes, goggle it.
What Google happened to
it.
Google? Oh, my goodness. I'm sure she gets on the turfs before she comes in here some morning. Goggle it. There's a new week.
I was just trying to get a reaction, Blandy.
Yeah, right. Good cover up. Okay, we're sticking with Sunday, which leads us to our special guest on the podcast this week. Harvey Bay Jazz and Blues Club presents a bit of jazz, I guess, for us from, a very talented lady, Rebecca Volley. Hey, what a voice, kid.
I love it.
Hey. And we're lucky enough to have Rebecca join us on the podcast. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's it like listening to your own voice?
Oh, it's not too bad. No. I guess I have to enjoy listening to it to some extent. Otherwise, I wouldn't be singing, really, would I?
And that is true. Now, look, can we get to, before we get to where you're playing this weekend, let's just chat a little bit about you. Rebecca, sorry, is an interesting name. Where did you come from?
So I was born in Oslo, Norway, and came out to Australia when I was about 8 years old, and that's why I have that name, Rebecca.
Okay.
And brought up in Australia, basically.
And what are your memories of where you were born there in Norway?
Just wonderful memories of skiing in the mountains, holidays by the sea, boats. It's quite a rich culture, so I grew up sitting around fireplaces with candles and lots of skiing, like I said, and it was just, it was a lovely upbringing.
Do you get back? Do you get back often?
Yeah. We used to go back every 3 years, and so that kept the language going and kept me connected with my grandparents and the culture and, all those rich experiences. And I haven't been back for 8 years, and I'm going back next month, so I'm really excited.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Kim wanted to ask you how you got involved with jazz and blues, did you not, Kim?
Yes, I did. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
So how did it all happen for you?
Well, it's an interesting story. It wasn't kind of on the radar. I've been singing for a long time, since, I was 16, and different genres of music. And it happened in 2006. I was singing in a pub in Maryborough, and it turned out to be that the owner of the pub happened to be a jazz musician, and he said to me, "I think you would really suit singing jazz." And I said, "Oh my goodness, I've never tried that before." And so he basically spent a year working with me and teaching me about jazz, and he gave me songbooks, and I just learned one after the other, and it just grew from there. So it was really, it was kind of out of the blue, and yet it really sat with me. And I think also because my parents used to listen to, Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett and those sort of people. And so it was kind of a memory that kind of was in there, but I didn't realise it was in there until I started singing some of those songs.
And how far back are we talking there with your first sort of breakthrough that this is what you were going to do? What year are we talking?
It was about 2006.
Okay. All right. So a number of years now, and you're obviously passionate about it. And you've been performing here, there, and just about everywhere.
Yeah, there's been a few experiences of travelling and to Europe and a few trips to New Zealand, and so that's been lovely, and just around these parts, Fraser Coast area, Brisbane Jazz Club, you know, and Gold Coast. So, yeah, it's been
good. Do you have a favourite gig or experience that you can talk about? So, especially the countries that you travel to, what stands out for you?
Well, I think the highlight was performing at the opening music international music festival in Bucharest, Romania. Mm. And I think that was just because that was the first time I performed internationally doing jazz. So, and I was with really great musicians, an Israeli jazz pianist and a bass player from New Zealand and a local drummer.
Was Steve that
Wright,
Steve? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Steve. So that was, and I think that was just, that was a highlight for me because that was in a, it was an old, beautiful, you know, theatre. So, and I love Europe because I'm Norwegian, obviously, but it was just something that I could relate to. And it was a bit of one of those pinching yourself. Oh, my gosh, is this really happening? And, you know, the beautiful stage and everything was very elegant and grand piano on the stage. So you couldn't really ask for anything more than that.
Wow.
So as an accomplished songwriter, what inspires you to keep on writing?
Well, I have written a lot of songs, and I have to just admit that the last years I haven't really written very much because I haven't had time to. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, I can't answer that question exactly how you've asked me. But you know, I have written songs in the last years with another jazz musician, a pianist, and. And now I also help other people write songs when they've got ideas and they're not sure how to do it, and it sort of comes naturally to me. But I've also studied songwriting for about a year, many, many years ago. So unfortunately, I don't get as much time now to do that because it does take a fair bit of time and to get the melodies and the lyrics and then to kind of get the final product so that it's very sharp and ready. That takes time, but I still love it. I just don't get so much time to do it anymore, unfortunately.
Now, where can we see you?
Okay, that's at the Harvey Bay Bowls Club, and that's this coming Sunday from 2 to 4:30, and it's in Denman's Camp Road, Scarness, and $25 for non-members. And it's cash at the door, apparently, so no cards for some reason, but that's how it is, and $20 for members, so
okay.
Yeah.
All right, if you're a member of the Harvey Bay Jazz Club, $20, non-members, $25. Look, it's going to be a special time because there's something about jazz and blues that really gets through to the soul, and I guess that's why you do it too, Vibeka, and you love doing it. You're damn good at it, and I'd love to see you out and about a bit more, to be honest with you, but we can catch you this coming Sunday at the Harvey Bay Bowls Club, Denman's Camp Road, between 2 and 4:30, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Imagine being able to sing like that, Kim.
How beautiful is her voice.
Oh.
Makes me want to dance.
Yes, it does.
Sipping a martini or something. He passes, I smile,
but he doesn't see. Yeah, the beautiful voice of Vibeka Vola, and you can catch her live at the Harvey Bay Bowls Club this coming Sunday afternoon. Kim, that's about it for us.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you again to do it all over again next week.
Now, what's on frasercoast.com.au? If you've got an event coming up you think we might like to
talk about,
of course, the magazine is out too, What's on Fraser Coast. Beautiful, glossy magazine.
And guess what? June's is almost at the printers.
Oh, goodness. You're on a treadmill, Kim.
I can't get off.
Oh, dear. Hey, thanks for your time, mate. We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.